Cardiovascular, you can take that personal trainer that's already trained in something, right. And you can teach them how to do it on the Xero system.
Gotcha. Cool.
They can do, and if a gym doesn't have Pilates, they can now add Pilates with this small footprint of a piece of equipment.
So this kind of, I'll use the word confine. It's probably more like controls you to be in certain positions in the right.
Exactly. It gives that gym that, the new trend is the boutique gyms.
Gotcha.
Right, the gym that has the, you can go from a facial to Botox to, you know, getting a hardcore workout. That's the new boutique gym.
So now they're
adding Pilates. There's, you know, gyms have the little sections that are called the boutique. So now you can have an Xero machine that's against the wall in the middle of a room. It's so small footprinted that
now
it doesn't
take
up space.
Now I get it. Because you know, you go to a Gold's Gym or something like that, they got plenty of footprint. You know,
yes.
They're just going to move a barbell over to the right side.
Exactly.
They're good. But when you're playing with these boutique areas, or is it cost prohibitive to have it in your own home?
I have one in my home.
Okay.
It's not that it's cost prohibitive. It's that you need to have two places that it's attached to. So it's either ceiling, floor, ceiling, wall.
Right.
And it could be on a beam.
Okay.
So now beams are no longer an issue.
Right. There you go. Excellent. Very cool. We only have a few more minutes left. I know you guys are tying up some loose ends, obviously, because of the fire and where you currently are. What's the vision? What's the plans for the next, I don't know, 2 years, 5 years? Do you have it thought out that far?
Yeah, we do.
Good for you.
We're selling Xero systems. There's a few gyms that now have them.
Uh-huh.
We're certifying people with the Xero system. We are, 100 Pilates is still there. It's still strong. As a matter of fact, even after the fire, the only thing that survived in that building before it got knocked down was the 100 and Pilates sign. Just saying, like a phoenix. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Which was really kind of ironic, because I remember I took a picture of that, and I said, trust me, we'll be back.
I know it was much more daunting.
Oh, please.
It 12, 15 months ago, but you have a great perspective on it now.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Tell us a little about how we get involved with you more. How should we get in contact with you? What should we learn more about?
Well, like I said, neutral spine, learn what neutral spine is. Go and take, if it's not my Pilates studio, it's another Pilates studio. Just go and get a few fundamental, like understanding what lateral breathing is, understanding what pelvic stability, understanding scapular stability, so that you don't get hurt. Take that information, and even if you decide to stay at the gym, use that same information at the gym. If you want to get in touch and you want to add Pilates to your repertoire, we have classes now, which are, you know, down to $15 a class, so it's affordable for everyone.
Wow.
You can get in touch with us by either calling the 100 Pilates Center at 908-730-0300, or you can email me at connie@100andpilates.com. Or visit our website, www.100andpilates.com.
Awesome. Plans on eventually moving somewhere else? Are you guys happy
where
you are
right now? Well, right now we're at 65 Old Highway 22. That's actually the original building that we started in.
So what goes around comes around.
No kidding. We now have two suites. So we now have suite one, which is the Xero system suite.
Okay.
And we have upstairs, which is suite nine, which is where our Pilates reformers and towers and chairs and ladder barrel and spine correctors are.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the two types of mix. So now people can get that cardio, that little bit of suspension, that weight training downstairs, and the Pilates upstairs.
Awesome. Awesome. And you mentioned you wanted to make an offer out to people.
I do. So anybody out there that can mention for the month of August, if you mention Chris's name and his radio show, would love to give you a free class pass.
Awesome. Pleasure having you on, Connie. I am so just blown away about your persistence, your fortitude.
Thank you.
And I don't know if you see it, but you know, you're talking about Pilates and the revitalization, the rejuvenation of a body, of a person.
Yes.
But you actually took that lesson to keep your business going too. So pretty cool stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being on. I learned a lot more, and I need to now learn even more. You just opened the tip of the iceberg for me. But congratulations to you. Congratulations to your sister. And just keep going.
Appreciate that.
All right. That is Connie Fizikas, Hunter and Pilates Center. It's been my pleasure to be with you, as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. My thanks to Diane Lane and Connie for their contributions to the show. Vincent Alina says, never say I should have. If you are having trouble with back problems, if you are having trouble walking around and not being in a neutral spine, you need to go and talk to Connie and her sister and find out how you can get past all that. Stay tuned for Staying Young, which might be talking about something similar like that. It's all about medical issues. We'll be back again tomorrow, same time, same place. You've been listening to Good Morning Hunter, and we are on Hunter Chamber Radio.com, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right. Hi. Welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. We were trying to stream today our Facebook show, and I don't know why it's not working. We can't get it to, figured out over here, but I hope you'll stay with us. It is already 3:09 on August 8th, and it's hot as heck, but we have a great topic here. I hope you stay with us through the whole hour. My guest today, his name is Jeff Mullins, and he is actually the Senior Vice President for the Rebuilding Warriors support group for the veterans, and he's here with his service dog, Zoe, who we met yesterday in Princeton Television, which she's just totally adorable. I'll tell you a little bit about Jeff. He was born in Albany, New York, graduated from Columbia High School in 1977, and enlisted in the United States Navy Seabees. After graduating basic training, he went on to Port... How do you say that?
White Navy.
And you could pull that mic closer to yourself. Where in California, for his A school training to become a builder. He received his first permanent duty station at Naval Mobile Construction Battalion 4. with NMCB-4. He made 9-month deployments abroad in December of 1988. He decided to exit the military life after almost 12 years. Then, in 1999, Jeff decided to join the New Jersey Army National Guard as a combat medic. In 2008, while assigned to his 328th MP company, he was deployed to Baghdad, Iraq, and became the second shift supervisor of the emergency room in Baghdad. After 12 months deploying, then he returned back to run the combat lifesaver course for deploying service members from Fort Dix, New Jersey. In 2012, he is selected to be the medic assigned to a 13-man team deploying to Forward Operating Base Lindsay, Afghanistan. During his deployment in Afghanistan, he teamed and was responsible for overseeing the military training of the Afghanistan boot camp located at Camp Hero, as well as countless convoy operations. After deployment, Mullins returned to Fort Dix again and continued his active duty spearheading the Combat Lifesavers course. In May of 2017, he retired from active duty, and again in May of 17, after 28 years of service as a sergeant first class, he currently, currently residing in Fords, New Jersey with his wife of 15 years, Nancy. Since 2014, he has been the vice president of operations with Rebuilding Warriors. He's got his battle buddy and his partner here is K-9 Zoe. All right, so welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you here. Yeah, it's great to see you and meet you yesterday. We had a really good time because we were learning all about Rebuilding Warriors and also about vet rest because there's a rock. I'm going to tell everybody about it. The Croton Gun Club, Croton Rod and Gun Club, actually, in Flemington off 31 Rake Road is holding a benefit for Rebuilding Warriors, the vets, and also vet rest. It's called the Croton Gun Club Rock and Blues Festival. And there's a lot of different bands, CC Coletti Band with Anthony Crizon, the Jug Handle Blues Band, the Incinerators with Steve Johnson, DG Legacy, and then there's a host of different vendors, and there's food trucks, beer, wine, craft vendors, including Madalena's Cheesecake, as you know. And so anyway, we're going to jump right into our conversation, but we hope you can join us. Go to the website, look up Rock and Blues Festival 2018 on Eventbrite, and you'll see it again on September 8th. Just coming around the corner. All right, so Jeff, let's start with you. I mean, that was an amazing bio that I was just reading about you, and thank you for all your service. It's on behalf of everybody here. I know that they're thinking the same thing. That's the most important thing we could say to you.
It's welcomed. So after I had prior to me getting out, I linked up with a friend of mine who started Rebuilding Warriors, Jeff Anderson. And he told me what he was doing, and I looked at it, and I thought about it, and I told him, I said, I'm all in. So since then, we've been placing professionally trained service dogs to men and women of all branches of service, all eras, so they can be post 9/11 and pre 9/11. And, you know, we specifically train the dogs to meet their needs. We don't do school training. We do specific training, one dog, one warrior, and that's how we do it.
Talk a little bit about, okay, so you are out there, your organization's a 501c3, over 98% of your funds go directly back to the veterans.
We are a 501c, we're 100% volunteer, mm-hmm. So we rely specifically on private and public donations to carry on with our mission. And like you were saying, 98% of what we bring in goes directly to providing a service dog to a veteran.
And you're funded by individuals, corporations?
Corporations. We have a big sponsor, Bayonne Community Bank. The New Jersey FMBA is a big sponsor of ours, which, to mention the FMBA, they're hosting probably the biggest 5K in the state of New Jersey on the same day as the Rock and Blues Festival, mm-hmm. in Belmar, and we are the benefactor of that race.
That's so great that you have two going on the same day. And I know the capacity over at the Croton Gun Club has up to 600 people, and they also have a car show going on. So the price for admission is like $20 a person, I think. If you're a veteran, it's 15, and the car show, 15.
Yes, and any bike groups that want to come, they can actually get the price as a veteran or the car clubs.
And it's going to be so much fun. And you were also a benefactor of the Rock and Blues Festival from last year.
Yes.
So that's great to know that you're getting so much support and continued support. And let's just talk about for a second some of the things that you need. Like, for one, you need to have your dogs. Your little puppy is in training. So you were telling me yesterday about that. So can you tell everybody a little bit about what the dog's purposes are and how you go about getting the dogs and training them to fit with each of the veterans that you match the criteria with?
So we have breeders across the country, specifically one in Leverett, Massachusetts, which is Diamond Match German Shepherds. We now have one here in New Jersey, East Coast Labs. We get puppies out in California, Texas, and basically they start out by socializing them until they're old enough to start obedience training. And then once they have completed the obedience training, by then we have already had a veteran who we have vetted through the process. And we find out exactly what their needs are. If they have stability issues or they have a back issue or something where they can't bend over and pick something up, the dog is specifically trained to do that. And if they're missing a limb, then the dog is trained to be that limb that's missing.
That's just incredible. So do you normally, like, okay, so when you're interviewing a veteran, tell us a little bit about that process.
So one thing that we rely on them to come to us. Mm-hmm. Because if we go to them, it really doesn't show that they really want the help. So if they come to us, we have an initial conversation with them. We find out basically what their story is, and then we give them the paperwork to fill out, and then they're required to provide documentation from the Veterans Administration. And then we go from there, and if they're selected, then that's where we kind of team up a dog in training to that veteran. If they are a person who is very mobile, then the dog that we actually give them will fit their needs as far as their lifestyle goes. But all in all, the bottom line is to make the veteran more productive in life and help them achieve what their new normal is going to be, because the scars from PTSD don't go away.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. We're going to go to a break real quick. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I'm here with Jeff Mullins, and he is the vice president of Rebuilding Warriors. And you can meet him in person, actually, on September 8th, coming up right around the corner here at Croton Rod and Gun Club in Flemington, New Jersey, for the Rock and Blues Festival. So stand by for a second. Again, just a quick break, and then we'll be back to talk to Jeff. Thanks for listening in.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888 803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right. Welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon. My guest again in the studio is Jeff Mullins, and he's the vice president with Rebuilding Warriors. And we're talking about post-traumatic stress syndrome as it relates to veterans and what Rebuilding Warriors does when it actually the organization pairs veterans with service dogs that actually compensate for anything that they may have a need for. And then they become like best buddies. And it's so great because actually Jeff's buddy, partner, service dog is here, Zoe, today in studio. And I got to say, I wish we were streaming live because we were having technical difficulties getting online. But Zoe is dressed in, what was your original, one of your military?
One of my uniform tops that I wore in Afghanistan.
How did you make that? That's so sweet.
I actually sent it to somebody.
Wow.
Somebody gave me a website, so I went there and I looked up the person's name.
That's so
cool. I packed everything in a box and I sent it down to them to the address. About a month and a half later, I get the vest back with a letter that says, Jeff, I don't know how you heard about us, but we haven't done this in 5 years.
What? So, do you tell all of your veterans when their dogs come to them that they could do that? Because that's really kind of cool.
I give them a business card. I have somebody else's business card that does make a vest out of.
That's really, really cool. Yeah. And I mean, it is. It's like your other half over there, even though I know you're married 15 years, which is awesome. So tell us a little bit. Let's talk about post-traumatic stress syndrome.
PTSD is at times crippling to some. It could raise its ugly head as anger, anxiety, nightmares, hypervigilance, and it just doesn't give you a peace of mind. And it's constantly there. So one of the biggest things that for me, actually, to talk about things with people. And I don't like going in crowded places. I don't like going new places without knowing anybody. So I have Zoe with me. And when I'm with her throughout the day, I talk to her. And it actually gives the veteran another avenue in which to get things out of their head.
Mm-hmm.
So... But that's the one of the biggest things. You know, I get asked, you know, how do you train a dog for PTSD? And you really can't. But it comes from the bond between the recipient and the dog.
Mm-hmm.
There's times that Zoe just stares me in the eye, just looking at me, and I know that she wants to say something. God only knows what it is. And I look at her, and I. Say, you know, what do you want? And she just kind of cocks her head, and she knows that we're getting ready to do something. But for her, as an outlet to talk, driving in the car is a kind of a problem for me because I'm not big on drivers that aren't courteous.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say a couple choice words, she sticks her left leg over my right arm and pulls it under her. So that I have to be touching her to take my mind off of what just happened.
Right.
And but that came with time. It's all a bond.
Yeah, it's almost like that you're on the same channel, and there's like some kind of intuition that goes on with the dog with you.
She knows.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, you can tell. And it's so cute the way, like, even yesterday when we were in the television station and when you, it's almost like she is protecting you, making sure whoever you're with actually is looking out for your best interests or something. That's exactly how I feel about her, because it was so cute. We were talking, and all of a sudden I said her name, and she perked right up, and looks over like, yeah, you're here to help. And it was like such a nice feeling, because you could tell. You could see if it was like a disturbing look or something. It's a protective nature, which is just what you vets need. Tell us a little bit, without, you know, making it painful or anything, but I mean, for 28 years you were serving in, you know, these completely hostile, deadly, terrifying places, right? Mm-hmm. Afghanistan.
Well, for the last, my two deployments in a combat zone, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My other deployments that I did were, you know, places like Rota, Spain, Alaska, Japan, you know, all of the nice places.
Yeah, that's nice, yeah.
But in Iraq and Afghanistan, all I can say is it is what it is. You know, I worked as a second shift supervisor in the emergency room, and, you know, we did what we had to do.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
So, but the after effects of it is something that will always...
Well, I was asking.
We'll always say.
Yeah, well, like, when you're, you know, all the training that you get to go there in the first place, there's no way they could train you for the mental side.
No.
That you're, like, literally learning on the job. Your body's taking it in. What were you saying yesterday about how...
I know exactly where you're going.
I love this.
One of my visits with my psychiatrist up here at Lyons said to me, he goes, you know... The brain was never taught to deal with trauma. But yet, if you break a leg, it heals.
Mm-hmm.
If you break a finger, it heals. If you cut your leg, cut your arm, it heals. But the brain doesn't heal. So that's the big thing that a lot of people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, some people see me walking with Zoe and our other recipients, just walking and doing things with their dog. Maybe they're out into the stores. And they always get that look, and I can always tell when people look at me like, well, he's got a service dog. What's he need a service dog for? And I had one person actually flat out ask me, what do you need a service dog for? And I said to him, I said, can you see what goes on inside my head?
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked at me. So he gets it now.
Now he does, yeah. I so, just get, yeah.
But it's a bond, and once that bond is there, we had this conversation yesterday with Rob Vici and the amount of veterans that kill themselves.
So sad.
The terrible. Supposed number is 22, but that's veterans. It doesn't count people who are on active duty.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had recipients sitting on the couch with a pistol in their mouth and looking straight at the dog, and the dog's looking back at them. And they took the gun out of their mouth, and they said they couldn't do it to the dog.
I love that.
So... It helps.
Oh, God, yeah. My mother is really close with her dog. It's not like a service dog, but it's almost like the same thing. She's older. My dad just passed away about 4 months ago, and you can just see their bond. You can just see it. So for you guys to think of this idea, not only just to have the kind of mental partnership and support that the dog brings to the vets and you guys, but also, like, the functionality about it, like you were saying, like, if someone can't stand up, the dog's trained to just stand there, kind of like
the
ladder.
The dog will also be trained to open
support.
Doors, turn on lights,
what?
Pick things up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How long does it take?
I'm not positive on how long it takes them to turn on lights and stuff.
Wow.
But I know that it starts out with them with a piece of white paper with a brown, black dot in the middle of it, and they make the dog touch it. And
wow.
Then as the dog progresses, the paper's moved up the wall. And then finally it goes up to where the light switch is, and then they do it all by command.
That's amazing. So. Amazing. Yeah, then there's, like you said, I mean, if someone's lost, you know, an arm, or if there's post-traumatic stress, you know, just unlimited amounts of situations with a person that could use the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said that they have your veterans have to be, like, honorably discharged?
They all have to be honorably discharged. They provide us documentation from the VA
mm-hmm.
that they are being treated. They cannot have a criminal record. That, for us, is a rule out.
That's tough. Yesterday with Colonel Rob Beachy, when you guys were together after you left, he was saying that it's really difficult for a vet not to have some kind of trouble, perhaps, if they
and
were...
Dealing with the issues.
Right.
Now, one of the recipients that we just gave a service dog to, he said yes to the question, I have a criminal record, and I asked him what it was, and he said trespassing. So I said, you're not a candidate. So somebody came to me and said, you really need to rethink it.
Mm-hmm.
So I rethought about it, and then I went to him and I said, let's have lunch and tell me about the trespassing charge. And we went through the whole thing. I vetted his story,
mm-hmm.
and I told him, I said, well, you're a candidate now.
Yeah.
So, and he really, and he's doing great things for veterans right now, too. So.
Nice.
So, yeah, so it's a double win for us.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, you know, I got to be honest. I'm sure our listeners out there know everybody in our worlds has somebody with some trouble, closer than farther, everywhere around. So you put the post-traumatic stress, perhaps, just serving the country, veteran, back out on the street, trying to find a job, trying to go through moving forward with all of this, like you say, the who knows what everybody's thinking after they've witnessed all this.
Right. And we try to make them a more social person because we find out what the things are that they don't like to do,
yeah.
or what they can't do any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually becomes part of the training
sure.
that we do
That's
with
awesome.
Them and the dog.
Awesome.
And make them go to a mall, make
yeah.
them go to a restaurant.
Wow.
And we're not going to give a dog to somebody who's going to be a couch potato.
Right. It's so interesting, too. Like, I have never even witnessed anything, but I do have a sister who's a director over at our medical center, and they do so much training for just your nurses and doctors in the normal emergency room, which is nothing like what you witnessed as you're part of the combat, what was it called, medic team?
I was a combat medic, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, the training and I want to say psychological support resources that are there for those who haven't even served, because a lot of people in those therapy places take their work home with them, and then
yes.
That's not even going to war or being anywhere.
It becomes a problem all the way around for them.
Right, and it's nothing like what you guys have done or been through. I go to the Jets games, right? I got to admit.
All right,
I've only been to 5. Yeah, that's trauma in itself, LOL. But, like, no, my husband has tickets, and for 30 years, he's always wanted me to go. So, anyway, I went a couple times in the 30 years, maybe 5. But when I was there most recently, like you were saying that you don't like to be in big crowds, I couldn't understand how before the game even started, they were putting fireworks off on top of, the stadium with like 60,000 or whatever people. I was like completely freaked out, and I don't have post-traumatic stress about anything like that. But when I was sitting there, I was just thinking to myself, this is terrifying. And for someone like you who's been through the real thing, I can understand why you wouldn't want to be in large crowds or where you look over your shoulder. I mean, my God. And God bless you and all the vets for all of that. And back to the Rebuilding Warriors, I'm just going to let everybody know, again, this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I'm talking with my guest, Jeff Mullins, and he's the vice president of Rebuilding Warriors. And what we're talking about is the fact that the foundation, the 501c3, that needs your help, you can donate money, you can donate time, you can have a fundraiser, you can just help them get more visibility out there just by sharing even this radio show link or archive. But anyway, what they do is they actually match veterans. And how do you say it, where it's not just a certain army or military, it's
all branches.
So, tell them.
So between Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Marines,
mm-hmm.
we don't discriminate against any of them.
That's great.
So it's any error, could be Vietnam, which we've done. We've done law enforcement. What we added this year was first responders.
That's got to be right on the top of the list, right?
We've got two first responders already mm-hmm. this year.
Mm-hmm.
One was a police officer down in Huntsville, Alabama. Prior service to that, and one in Oklahoma, who was a police officer and Army prior to becoming a police officer.
Wow. So, well, thank God they could reach out for help.
They can.
Yeah.
So and that's the big thing that we tell. If you know somebody, send them to our website, hit the inquiry button, give us as much information as you can, and then we'll take it from there.
Well, if you're out there and you're listening and you're like a pet lover as well and you understand the relationship between yourself and your pet, you can also sponsor one of the puppies when they're just about to be trained to ultimately serve a vet. And you were saying how expensive it is that your puppies...
Well, for the puppies, but for a sponsor a dog from start to finish, it's about $12,000.
Yeah. There's people out there who believe that's well worth that investment to for a vet.
That's why Tom Coughlin from the CEO of Bayonne Community Bank, he is a huge, huge supporter of the military, and he's a huge supporter of us. And every year they donate $10,000.
That's so great.
It's amazing.
It is amazing, and it's not... It shouldn't be amazing. It's actually wonderful, and it's inspiring that they recognize all of the... that's hard. I mean, I just can't even describe the whole entourage of things that you all do. I want to remind everybody about the Rock and Blues Festival in Croton, being held at the Croton Rod and Gun Club on the 8th of September, benefiting the Rebuilding Warriors Foundation and also Vet Rest. You'll learn more about them later. But it's going to be a great day. It's Saturday, again, September 8th. It's from 1 to 8 p.m. Live bands, food trucks, beer, wine, craft vendors, specialty drinks. It's only $15 if you're a vet or if you are interested in participating in the car show. And then tickets otherwise are $20. You could buy them online or at the door for $25. If you just look up Rock and Blues Festival on Eventbrite 2018. We're going to go to our quick break right now because we're already at 3:37, and then we're going to just talk a little bit more about your organization and what people could do to help you. Thanks for listening in, Townspeople. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Okay, we're back in studio here, Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'm Jeannie Murphy's Talented People, and my guest, as you may have been listening in, and it's just so fascinating, 28-year veteran. He is the vice president of an organization supporting vets called Rebuilding Warriors, and he actually, they pair veterans with service dogs, and our friend Jeff's service dog, Zoe, is here with him right now. Hello, Zoe. And she's adorable. I mean, oh my God, her tail's wagging away, and they're just so tight. It is so cool. So, all right, you were going to tell us a little bit about an event coming up this weekend on Saturday for free, for veterans for free.
Yes, Saturday, the American Hero Smokehouse, located on Route 22, is passed on to me that any veterans that show up, your meal is free.
That's so awesome.
So they supply, you can either have a pork sandwich, brisket, whatever, salad, the coleslaw, a bottle of water, and they did mention something, BYOB.
Oh, God, I love that. I'm going to go. I'll pay my own way. I'm not a vet, but that sounds like fun.
It goes from 11 o'clock until the food's gone.
Nice. Do they do that often? And how do you know them?
They do. I actually met Jay Alexander a few months back. She is another big supporter of ours. They're having a function up at the Raritan Country Club, I believe, September 22nd. And her goal is to get as many people hooked up with us as she possibly can.
Right, and that's what we need everybody out there listening to do. Let me ask you a personal question about Zoe. Like, does she look at you when you're falling asleep and wait for you to go to sleep first? Or what? How does that work? Did she just say, you're on your own now?
I mean, she can tell
you're okay.
If she's tired, usually I look and I go, all right, where's Zoe? And then my wife goes, I think she went to bed already. So I go into the bedroom and she's all curled up in the pillows. And
that's just adorable.
She does. And she has to be next. She has to be next to me. And
yeah.
So it's good. She's just a total love bug.
Oh, she's adorable. Tell us a little bit more about anything else that you have going on. Do you have other fundraisers coming up other than the Rock and Blues Festival on September 8th?
I want to say something about the Rock and Blues Fest. I missed it last year because I was out doing a service dog presentation in Alabama. But I haven't had the pleasure of meeting Ben Strober and Scott.
Bogart. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to meeting them. Yesterday was the first time I met Rob Vici, who is a West Point graduate and retired colonel. So it was nice to finally put a face and actually talk to him.
Wow. And listening to what they do is synergistic to you. It's amazing.
They do another ton of work it's amazing.
It really is.
So outside of the Rock and Blues Fest, the 5K run in Belmar, the same morning, same day as the Blues Festival, we'll be down there and support the 5K, and then we will leave and head our way back up here to Flemington to attend the Rock and Blues Fest, which starts at 1 o'clock, 1 to 8, I believe. And then September 23rd at Moby Dick's in Seawarren, New Jersey, will be hosting another event for us. This will be their third year doing it. So it's people just grab on and do things.
Oh, yeah.
And then they go, oh, we got another fundraiser. And then out of the blue, a woman down in Quantico, Virginia, is doing a fundraiser August 17th in Fairfax, Virginia.
I love it. And it's got to be easier now to do stuff online, too. Social media, people can arrange things.
It is. And it's like, you know, anybody who does anything, we always make our own event so that it shows up on our Rebuild Warrior Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So people, it validates the event.
Oh, yeah.
That it is
legit.
A true event.
Yeah. And especially what you were talking about with the 501c3 and how much you do give away from all of the earnings or funding that you get, 98%. That's incredible. So while we have a couple more minutes, let's hear a little bit more about anything else. What do you think the future of your Rebuilding Warriors will be?
I think it's going to be steady. We have decided to cut back on the amount of dogs that we're going to do next year, only because Jeff Anderson, who got sick, who started this, and he's still recuperating. So it's been a long road for him, and we've talked, and he always says to me, "Promise me 10 dogs."
Aww.
And I said, 10 dogs it is. And he goes, I'm going to say this to you again tomorrow, 10 dogs. So, and that's what we have agreed on. And so we actually have our search criteria for those 10 dogs, which we pretty much already have now as puppies. And we'll pair them to a higher tiered veteran, like Special Forces, Navy SEALs.
Oh, hello. And, got something to say?
We gave one of my favorite presentations was down in Virginia Beach to a former Navy SEAL from SEAL Team 6. And his safe zone, he's a paratrooper. So...
So he's adorable.
He's a paratrooper. So his safe place is up in the air, up in the sky.
Wow.
Skydiving.
Wow.
So he asked me at the time we were doing the training, and he says, "So can Via jump out of a plane?" And I go, "That's not on me to teach."
Yeah, right.
That's for you.
Wow.
But it's amazing what they do for the dogs.
I can see that happening.
And that dog loves to jump with them.
Oh, really? So she has been trained to do it?
Oh, yeah. She's jumped numerous times.
I can picture it.
Last year, I believe, it was the Patriot Games at Chicago's Soldier Field. He jumped in to start the game with her.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I want to see that video clip. Well, you can see, you know, dogs love to put their head out the window when you're driving. You're taking it all in. It's like, you know.
His wife sent me a video of it, and I go, "Is that the wind that's making her tail move?" And she goes, "No. She's happy." And I go, "She's as sick as your husband."
That is so funny.
But it is. It's just an amazing bond that they got.
Well, tell us more stories about some of your other placements.
John Nuremberger was probably one of the veterans that did not come to us. People came to us about him. And John was a paratrooper, went to school to become a paratrooper in the Army. And during his training, his parachute did not open.
Oh,
so
no.
He did a free fall from 100 feet and hit the ground. So
God.
He
that's awful.
He at times was suicidal. And so I went and spoke to him with the two people who intervened, and we paired him with a dog, and now he's going to college. He wants to do social work.
Is he completely disabled? Like, I mean,
no.
He was okay. Thank God. Yeah.
I mean, other than PTSD. And then, of course, coming to the VA, they keep telling him, well, they were telling him, "You don't have PTSD."
Yeah, well, talk about that for a second, because that's very interesting. Does the VA generally help with that? Or they say, "No, you just don't have it, get over it," or what? Generally speaking, of course, I'm stereotyping as to one person, but
in the beginning, I think they want the veteran to really show that they have the need to receive treatment for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like John, he proved his point that he did have PTSD, because even in my conversation with him, I told him, I said, "Well, go take your provider outside and point up about 100 feet and go
jump."
Okay, fall from there,
yeah.
And then tell me you're not going to have PTSD.
Right.
So.
Right.
So he ended up getting it, and now he has medical treatment. And you know, the big thing with the VA is they want to pump you full of meds. And you know, I don't know how many I take, you know, 5 or 6. So, I mean it takes the edge off. That's all it does.
Right.
It doesn't. It'll never make it go away.
Doesn't heal it. Right. Right.
So, but it's interesting. I happen to like the Lions VA. Mm. I think that they do a really, really good job with the veterans. There's never a great big crowd. There's never a long wait to go. The biggest wait up there is the inundated pharmacy.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, exactly what you're talking about. Do you have any idea how many vets are new vets every year, approximately? Anything like that?
I don't.
I have absolutely no idea. But I do know that how lucky could a vet or someone looking out for a vet be to put them in touch with you and the organization that you have, Rebuilding Warriors?
So they can reach us in a variety of ways. They can do it on Instagram, Twitter, Rebuilding Warriors on Facebook, and our website is www.rebuildingwarriors.com.
Yeah.
And so, we also have the that click here to donate. Mm-hmm. And once you donate, your tax deduction is 100% tax deductible. So,
tell us about some of the different types of fundraising things that you've had. Like, what's most successful?
We usually do a big event down at the Headliner, typically in May, but next year it's going to be in April because we kind of hit it a little off stride this year because of Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, right, right, right.
Mm-hmm. So now we're going to do it before Cinco de Mayo, and that's usually a good show. We had a band last year, two bands, Nikki Breyer, and we also had Madison Rising, who is a national recording artist. They both are, but Madison Rising travels the entire country, and they're in such demand. And when I went to them, they said, oh, heck yeah, we'll play for you.
Oh, I bet. I can't imagine anybody not saying it, but that's awesome.
I know.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we only have a minute or two left. We're actually a little ahead of ourselves today because we got off on a little bit fast and delayed, actually, because of our Facebook story. But I just want to remind everybody again, in honoring of the vets, the Mariah Foundation, as well as the help of Ben Strober and Scott Bogart, are holding an event that will benefit Rebuilding Warriors and Vet Rest. And that's going to be at the Rock and Blues Festival in Croton at the Croton Rod and Gun Club, 31 Brake Avenue, Flemington, New Jersey, from 1 to 8 on September 8th. And they'll be featuring live bands, food trucks, beer, wine, craft vendors, specialty drinks. You were starting to say something about how you didn't make it last year, but you heard it was great, right?
Mm-hmm. That I did.
Yeah.
My wife, my daughter, her boyfriend attended with a few other people, friends of ours, and they said it was absolutely fabulous.
It really was, and they're expecting double turnout this time.
And if anybody doesn't know, CC Coletti's husband was the guitar player for the band The Spin Doctors.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's a good thing to know, and they actually have two songs out that benefit, I believe, Vet Rest.
That's so fun. I know. I heard about that yesterday a little bit. But, yeah, it's going to be a good time. So last year we got rained on a little bit, but that did not stop anything. It was actually one pounding crazy rain. But then everybody who was fun hung around still. There was a lot of great people, great food. So is there anything else you'd like everybody to know about?
Come out and support it. It's a great cause. You'll know where your dollar is going. I'm trying to get other veterans, local veterans here in New Jersey that we've given service dogs to attend.
Oh, that's nice.
And based on their schedule is whether or not they will.
Yeah.
But we have, I believe, 6-7 veterans here in New Jersey that range from Fords for me all the way down to Egg Harbor.
Wow.
And,
that's fantastic.
And then Philadelphia, we have a veteran, so she may come as well.
Oh, fun. Well, that would be great. We'd love to see how the dogs and their partners with, we'll say the service dogs and their vet partners instead of the vets and their service dogs partners. So it's so cute. Oh my God, what a great cause. So if you want to do something for the cause and stand up and donate or be there, just don't forget. Easy enough to find if you look on Facebook, Rock and Blues Festival, Croton, Flemington, New Jersey area, and also on Eventbrite, Rock and Blues Festival 2018. And don't forget to come out and see the vendors. Everybody, we all support their support so much. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jeff, it's been a great day again seeing you.
Thank you again for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're so glad to help. Don't forget, Rebuilding Warriors, top of mind. And thanks for listening in today. We wish we could have been streaming Facebook Live, but we will be back next week. So it's 3:53 in the afternoon. Have a great afternoon. Bye.
Thank you.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
USA Radio News.
Today in Arlington, Virginia, the Army returned the dog tags to the sons of a soldier missing from the Korean War. Charles McDaniel's dad went missing from the Korean War when he was 3 years old.
We didn't expect this. We've had a few days. Suddenly, we were contacted by the Department of the Army, and they said, we've found one dog tag, and it's your father's.
New York Republican Chris Collins was arrested today on a massive insider trading scheme. Aside from lying to the FBI during this investigation, U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman alleges
the crime that he committed was to tip his son Cameron so that Cameron and a few select others could trade on the news while the investing public remained in the dark.
Some 14,000 firefighters are continuing to fight 18 fires in California amid the heat and windy conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Today, Ivanka Trump is in Illinois, where she is visiting with local lawmakers and residents and also discussing President Trump's workforce initiative. A cable TV giant is a new owner of the iconic Brady Bunch house. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Discovery sharing that HGTV has won the bid for the Studio City, California house that served as the exterior for the original Brady Bunch home from 1969 to 1974. And the network reportedly plans to restore the residence to its original TV appearance. Discovery CEO David Zaslav making the announcement on the company's second quarter earnings conference call Tuesday, though not specifying a price tag for the house. He did not give a sense of what sort of program HGTV might build around the structure, nor whether Brady Bunch actors might take part in it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Bill Clinton is now a million-selling novelist. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The book The President is Missing, a thriller co-written with James Patterson, has more than a million sales in North America alone. The book's co-publishers, Alfred A. Knopf and Little Brown & Company, announcing those figures for the novel that was released on June 4th, topping bestseller lists for weeks. Reviews were mixed, but a Barnes & Noble fiction buyer says in a statement that The President is Missing has benefited from very strong word of mouth. The book's subject has also proved timely, a potentially devastating cyber attack, which intelligence experts have called a leading concern for real these days. Clinton, whose previous books include the memoir My Life, is now the rare author to have millions flat tires. Woods telling police it was a result of prescription medication, including Vicodin and Xanax. This is USA Radio News. Woods saying since it happened, he's taken a pain medication management course. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Fewer passengers are being bumped by U.S. airlines ever since that Kentucky doctor was dragged off a plane and hurt in Chicago, video which went viral. In a statement emailed yesterday, the U.S. Department of Transportation reports ticketed passengers who were bumped from flights between April and June dropped to 44 per every million passengers. The DOT says that was the lowest quarterly rate since the agency started collecting such data in 1995. The entertainment world's reacting to news of the death of country music legend Glenn Campbell. Here's more from Mike Watts.
Many of the biggest names in country music taking to social media to mourn the passing of Glenn Campbell at the age of 81 after a long battle with Alzheimer's disease. Blake Shelton saying he was extremely sad to hear the news, while Charlie Daniels thanked Campbell for, quote, sharing your talent with us for so many years. But it's not just country stars remembering Campbell. Voices as wide-ranged as Kevin Jonas, Sheryl Crow, Lenny Kravitz, Piers Morgan, and Senator John McCain all expressing their sadness at the news of Campbell's passing. Campbell was well known for his hits like Rhinestone Cowboy, Wichita Lineman, and Gentle on My Mind. He released his final album, Adios, last summer.
And Major League umpire Joe West being hit with a 3-game suspension for criticizing Rangers slugger Adrian Beltre. The announcement coming after West called Beltre one of the biggest complainers in baseball in a story about West in USA Today. And for USA Radio News.